From NPR Music, WBGO, and WGBH, you're listening to a live concert from the 2010 Care Fusion Newport Jazz Festival. For our complete coverage, including more great live music, visit nprmusic.org/newportjazz.
Thank you. Nasheed Waits on drums. On tuba, Marcus Rojas. On trombone, Luis Bonilla. And on the horn, Vincent Chancy. Thank you. Thank you so much. My name's Dave Douglas, and I'll be your trumpet player for the next hour or so. It's really a thrill and a sort of a privilege and honor to be playing here at the Newport Jazz Festival. And it's nice to see so many of you, and it's such a beautiful day. It's really an inspiring thing for all of us. So I hope you enjoy the music. We're playing all original pieces that I wrote for this band that are mostly inspired by brass players, but some of them are just sort of, well, not inspired by brass players. And so we started with a piece called Spirit Moves, which was the title of our recent CD, and we're going to continue with a piece that is a dedication to the great Italian trumpeter Enrico Rava. Yeah. Well, who, if you haven't heard of him, he's really something special, and he was an inspiration for me. And actually, in an age of YouTube, you can now go on and see this film that he made in like 1958 or something, and he's standing there. It's like a Fellini movie, and he says, "My name is Enrico Rava, and I am the greatest trumpet player in the world." It's worth, okay? Those of you who YouTube. So this is simply called Rava. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. This one is also a dedication. It's to the great bebop pioneer, real visionary trumpet player named Fats Navarro. And he was, yeah. Unfortunately, there's no YouTube of him, but there's plenty of records, and he sure was a beautiful player. And so this is a piece that I wrote sort of thinking of some of the things he did with Tad Dameron and some of his own music and just the way he played lines. So I hope you enjoy. It's just simply called Fats. So we're going to do a little cover here. It's a Hank Williams tune, and it has autobiographical meaning for me. It's called I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. not. Thank you. Marcus Rojas on tuba. Vincent Chancy on the horn. Nothing French about that horn. And it's Luis Bonilla on trombone. And on drums, Nasheet Waits. It's surreal up here watching all these sailboats go by, like every different kind. There's like a guy in a little dinghy there. He looks like he's going to get hit by one of those enormous McYachts. It's really quite a matter of concern, but that's why I often play with my eyes closed, because boat accidents like that can be distracting. Thank you. Front. Thank you. We're going to play one more piece for you here, and this is something that is very, very personal tribute to Lester Bowie, the great trumpeter, composer, figure, personality, an inspiration to all of us, and somebody who we all wish was still here on the scene, but we feel the presence of his music almost everywhere you look, and I wanted to do something especially for Lester. So this is a piece for him that's also one of the reasons that this band is called Brass Ecstasy, was also because of the brilliance of Lester. And we hope that you're just as ecstatic as we are to be here in Newport hearing all this great jazz. So thank you.
Thank you.
Nasheed Waits. Vincent Chancy. Luis Bonilla. Yeah. On tuba, Marcus Rojas. And I'm Dave Douglas. Thank you all so much. What a pleasure. Have a great afternoon, evening, tomorrow, the day after that. Thank you.